Cecina.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Tennis, the number one tennis podcast with your host, Keith Fraser. Yes, that's me. And my sidekick and former British number one, Mr. John Lloyd. So welcome to another edition of Rock and Roll Tennis. Unfortunately, I'm not with the main man, Flossie, the bronzed Adonis, that rousing raconteur, and I know you guys are probably going to be very disappointed. Certainly the housewives out there, because he is the housewives' heartthrob. By the way, if you can hear in the background, my dog is having a bowl of water because he's hot, and it is quite hot today. For the first time, it's amazing, isn't it? Normally, me and John talk about the weather because we don't have very good weather, but on the day when we have scorching hot temperatures, he's not here to chat with. And the reason he's not here, ladies and gentlemen, he is here in sunny London. He's going to be working on the Queen's Tournament for the BBC. He's going to be working Wimbledon for the BBC. But would you believe it? I mean, this country has gone absolutely mad. I mean, the amount of tests poor John has had to go through. He is pulling his hair out. It's just crazy. I mean, you know, they go from one extreme to the other. A year ago, you could come in from anywhere around the world. Now, you come in, and let's be clear. John has had two COVID vaccines. He's vaccinated, and he's still got to have test after test after test. It is ludicrous, and he is pulling his hair out. He is not happy. He said to me, Keith, can we leave it for tonight? And I thought to myself, of course. He's the man, I'm just the fan, and I thought, okay, but I'm going to come on here and record something anyway, because I thought to myself, we haven't been on for a few weeks, which I apologise for, ladies and gentlemen. It's been the French Open, and I just felt that the content we had was not apt for the tournament. Anyway, there's so many talking points, and of course, I was really looking forward to speaking to John about all these things. I mean, over the last few weeks, wow, all the things that have happened. The Naomi Osaka incident. And by the way, you know, while I'm a fan of her tennis, I think that the way she treated the tournament was wrong, regardless of any mental health issues she's got. Rules are there to be adhered to, not broken. Certainly not for even the select few, or the people who choose not to allow themselves to adhere to the rules. I'm sorry. If she did have mental health issues, as she says she does and did, well, don't enter the tournament. You can't enter the tournament on your terms. It's just not on. I'm afraid to say, and I've had many arguments this week, actually, with people who said to me, oh, but it's about playing tennis, surely. Well, it's not about playing tennis. She is a professional tennis player. She has made millions upon millions. And had the press not given her the oxygen to promote herself, to promote the many companies that endorse her via doing media, she wouldn't have paid millions upon millions upon millions. You cannot pick and choose just when it suits you. And I'm sorry, the rules of the tournament are you've got to do your media commitments. If you enter the tournament, you've got to do it. And if you decide, I'll enter the tournament, I'm not going to do it, well, I'm sorry, don't enter the tournament. Don't dictate to the people who lay down the rules of the tournament, which is a privilege to enter. You cannot do that, I'm sorry. Don't lay down the rules, because you're not the person who makes them. You want to set up a rival tournament to the French Open, go ahead. But this is a tournament which has in excess of 100 years of history. And it's one of the biggest tournaments in the world. You cannot disrespect it. I'm sorry, Naomi Osaka. Great player, no question about that. Wonderful for the game, but that is not the way you do it. I can't wait to hear what John says. What about Roger Federer? Oh my goodness me. I mean, Roger Federer, the great Roger Federer, and let's be honest, he is great. He's still the greatest player to have ever picked up a racket, in my opinion. But let's face it, the way he treated the French Open, I thought was shoddy, to be perfectly honest with you. You cannot use a Grand Slam tournament of the importance of Roland Garros for your own means, just as a little warm-up. I'm sorry, you can't do that. You want to warm up? Go and play in Boodles, the pre-Wimbledon warm-up, or one of the others at Hurlingham Club. Not the French Open, I'm afraid. You enter the French Open to have a damn good go at winning the tournament, especially if you're Roger Federer. You cannot just suddenly pull out and thought, well, you know, I've used the tournament for my own purposes. I'm going away now. I'm going to preserve myself. No. Yes, Roger Federer is Roger Federer, but he doesn't have the right, again, to dictate to the greatest tournaments of the world who's bigger. Because as big as he is not bigger than the tournaments. In the same way as football, you know, I love football, as does John. No player is bigger than the clubs. And in the same way, no player is bigger than those Grand Slam tournaments, which have been around long before they were born and will be around long before they're gone. That's Roger Federer. And what about the other subject I'd love to have discussed with John? Isn't it time that the French Open, or Roland Garros as it's now called, if Bernard Giudicelli is listening after he rebuked me and John last year for calling it the French Open, because it is no more, is Roland Garros. But Roland Garros is the only tournament that doesn't have Hawkeye. I mean, to me, it seems extremely stupid for the umpire to get off their chair and walk down a few steps and go and check whether the mark or where the mark is. And let's face it, you've got to have a brilliant, brilliant concentration, which you've got to have to be an umpire, let's face it, to go and get the mark correct. I'm sorry, Hawkeye has added a lot to the game. It is time that for the French Open adopted Hawkeye. This nonsense of getting off the chair to go and check and still have an argument with the player about whether it was in or out, it's got to finish. Has to finish. It's prehistoric, I'm afraid. Roland Garros, you're trying to modernise. You've made improvements to your facilities. Go out and invest in Hawkeye. Now, the other day, Novak Djokovic, when he played Berrettini, I mean, I've never seen a celebration like it. Novak Djokovic, the great Novak Djokovic, let's face it. His celebration, to me, was outrageous. They're celebrating, and they're celebrating with aggression, with a lack of class and respect for your opponent. And I'm sorry, the other day after the Berrettini match, it smacked of that. And I'm sorry, Novak, as great a champion as you are, I know many people have said it, you are desperate to be as popular as the other big two, Roger and Rafa. That, my friend, is not going to help you. Now, of course, we saw the great Novak Djokovic beat the even greater, or perhaps no more, on clay, Rafael Nadal, on Friday. And I was just wondering, first of all, I didn't think it was as great a match as people made out. Yes, it was attrition, it was war, but let's face it, I don't think Nadal played as anywhere near to the level that he is capable of. Some of those errors he made, some of the volleys that he missed, I was thinking that he's not at the races today. And in actual fact, even they won that first set, towards the end of the first set where he was struggling to close it out, I thought, he's got to up his game here. And he didn't. And that's why he's lost the match. Is it the end of an era? We've so often written this man off because of injuries and so forth. He's 35 now. Can he really, at 36, compete at that same level in the French Open next year? Me personally, as a fan, I doubt it. What do you think? In fact, I'd be grateful. John and me would be grateful if you started sending us some emails. You can email me and I will deal with them. Keith@rockandrolltennis.com. Keith, K-E-I-T-H, @rockandrolltennis.com. Rock and roll being rocknroll.com. Now, what was I saying? Yes, we were talking about that match with Rafa Nadal and Novak. And of course, today in the final, something else surprised me. I thought, surely Novak hasn't got the energy to go another 4 hours today after that mammoth match he had with Rafa on Friday. Two sets down, Tsitsipas was playing beautiful. Then it all went wrong for Tsitsipas because his level dropped as well. Some said that he had a slight hip injury. I don't know if that's true, but hand it to Djokovic again. This man has just iron resilience. Where does he summon that up? It's just unbelievable. I mean, when you talk about these three arguably greatest players of all time, Roger, Rafa and Novak, they have this resilience, this will to win, which is just, wow, hunger on a level I've never seen. Just that constant hunger for more and more and more. I mean, they're greedy. I mean, if they were turning up to a dinner party and they had the same hunger for food, no one else would get the chance to eat a sandwich, would they? Or a finger, finger sandwich, whatever you call it, or a bagel, a smoked salmon bagel, or a Pimm's. Such is their hunger and their greed for success. And tennis, let's face it, it's not a game, nor is any sport, that you can share success. It's all about being greedy. It's an amazing phenomenon. And you just have to say that Novak Djokovic is a very, very special character, mentally and physically. Where does he get the energy from? He's got such a supple body. Incredible. Seriously, that what he did today to come back against Tsitsipas, and Tsitsipas looked absolutely distraught. He will come back stronger, of course. Although I was disappointed with his variety today. He didn't use his slice anywhere near enough and anywhere near to the effectiveness other players have used, like Musetti, for example, against Novak Djokovic. That disappointed me. But nevertheless, for sure, he's going to win slams, and we know that. Anyway, what else could we have talked about? Well, I don't know if any of you guys have caught the Euros, i.e. the football. I'm not talking about the currency here. But the Danish player, Christian Eriksen, had a heart attack on the pitch. One of the worst things you could ever see live on TV happened yesterday. Now, a few players it's happened to. And I just wonder, I'm just curious to know whether it is down to the ridiculous rigours these athletes put their bodies through. And then I watch Nadal Djokovic on Friday, Djokovic against Tsitsipas today, and I think, how do they do it? Surely your body cannot take that kind of punishment. And if that's true, are these players putting their health at risk in the way that what happened to Christian Eriksen yesterday? Of course, we hope not. But it's another talking point that I want to hear you, from you guys from. Email me, keith@rockandrolltennis.com. Let's have some talking points to discuss with John Flossie Lloyd, the Bronze Adonis. Because, listen, as I always say, I'm just a fan. He is the man. He's got a lot more answers than I have. He's been there. He's done it. And as you may or may not have heard on an earlier podcast, he almost killed himself at Wimbledon back in the day when he almost drowned in the bath after a match when he was cramping up in every part of his body. Anyway, look, we've got so many talking points, and of course, it's Queen's Club tomorrow. Those of you who love Mr. Lloyd will be tuned into the BBC where you'll be hearing his commentary and his punditry. And let's face it, this is an interesting draw at Queen's because it's not the best draw they've ever had. It seems that I think Tsitsipas is going to Halle, as is Federer. The top seed, I think, at Queen's, I may be wrong, is Berrettini. And you've got other players. I think Shapovalov is number two. You've got Sinner in there. Murray is there. Could play Berrettini, I think, in the second round. He's got the Frenchman, Benoit Paire, in the first round. That's not going to be easy. Can Murray do anything? Are we witnessing again, the end of an era for him as he struggled with injury. All talking points, no doubt, that will come out in the wash over the next few weeks. But we'd love to hear from you. I know you probably don't want to hear my voice as much as you want to hear John's and many of the other guests we've got coming on and have had on. And we are going to get some great guests for you. We've got some great episodes coming up. One of them with John's brother. That will be the next episode. David Lloyd, yes, the father of the modern day health and tennis and fitness club in the UK, will be on. And of course, he was a decent player as well. Davis Cup captain and player for the UK, or Great Britain. Lars Graf is on. We've already recorded that show. Wow. Probably the number one umpire over the last 30 years. And he's now no longer. He's now the tournament director of China. And let me tell you, he has got some great stories. In fact, I was texting him today during the French Open final. I said to him, after those first two sets, I said, Tsitsipas is well in control. He said to me, well, Djokovic is now going to step up a gear. I'm thinking, really? I can't see it. Surely he can't. And he did. I was wrong. And I guess that's what makes me the fan and these guys the man. So I'm going to close it there, guys, because you've heard enough from me. Please email me with any of your comments on what I've talked about today without the main man. The main man will be back very, very soon. And if there are any guests that you want to see us have on, do let me know, because we will do our best to get them. I promise you, we're in this for the long term. Sometimes we may go a bit AWOL. Out of sight, but not out of mind, I promise you. We're around. We are here for you. And we are not going anywhere. Enjoy Queen's Club. And I hope you enjoy it as much as you enjoy the French Open. But before we go, I think I'm being a bit sexist, because I've talked all about the men's. Let's face it, the women's French Open was fabulous. I mean, I genuinely thought Maria Sakkari was going to do it. In fact, I thought there was going to be a Greek double in the men's and women's. Didn't quite happen that way. And then, and I know I'm going to pronounce her name wrong, Krejcikova took the title yesterday against Pavlyuchenkova, a lady who has got the most unbelievable record against top 10 players. 37 wins over top 10 players, and this was her first Grand Slam final. What a shame. What a shame for her. I mean, is Krejcikova now going to start stepping up? I think she's number 14 in the world now. Is she going to start stepping up and winning more slams? Surely she can be a threat for Wimbledon. Surely. Is it the end of Serena? I would say yes, because the moment she comes up against somebody who's willing to battle with her, she doesn't really have it, I don't think, anymore to win another Grand Slam. Many people have been called sexist for saying she's overweight. Well, she's a very muscular lady. And her power has been, if you like, the foundation of her game. So, again, this is something I'd like to discuss with John. Because if she was to lose weight, would she lose some of the strength that is reflected in her game? I can't answer that. Maybe you can answer it. Again, email me, keith@rockandrolltennis.com. And me and John will peruse and discuss some of these topics. But I think it was a great women's event. I really do. And Coco Gauff, what did she get to the quarterfinals? 17 years old? Wow. She's not far away from winning her first slam either. It's going to happen within the next year, I would have thought. She is just unbelievable. I mean, how mature emotionally and physically she is, as she is in her game. Not long to wait till you see that rising star risen. And then, of course, today, Krejcikova won the women's doubles to go along with her singles title of yesterday. What a tournament she had. Arguably, the name of the tournament. There are so many different stories. I apologise if I've talked a lot about the men, because we all talk about this special era. It takes up so much of our conversation. But I think I said it about 5 minutes ago. Enough from me. Again, You guys are the fans, as am I. Let's look forward to welcoming back the man and all the great guests. Please, leave us a review, guys. Come on. Give us some support. This is literally, this last year has just been the start. And I'm hoping it's going to go from strength to strength. And with you guys' support, it will. Keep in touch. Keep listening. And we will see you soon. Please remember to press that subscribe button and share with all your friends. You can also follow us on Twitter, RNR_tennis. And of course on Instagram, rock'n'roll_tennis. And please leave us a review. We'd love to hear your comments. We will, of course, see you next week, as always. Thanks so much again.